Hey guys, this is Ishai Breslauer and welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show, where we discuss commercial real estate. On Mondays, we dive deep into an asset class, and on Thursdays, we go into some inspirational stories for the weekend. Can't wait to start. Let's go. Hi guys, how are you this beautiful Thursday morning? Ishai Breslauer here with the CRE Shark Eye Show, live on LinkedIn, YouTube, and on my Facebook page. Please do subscribe, do like, do whatever you need to do in order to strengthen this podcast, this show. It's going to be ripped off to be, meaning the audio is going to be a part of the CRE Shark Eye Show, available on iTunes and on Spotify and you name it. So today is the last day of high, if you guys understand what I'm saying. It's the eighth day. We're entering the eighth day. Today is the seventh day. Entering the eighth day tonight when we're going to light our candles. And for you guys are getting ready for your for Christmas or for day that you guys are doing, hopefully it's going to be a great holiday with the family. And with this crazy situation of virus, the COVID situation, hopefully it's going to go fly by us and going to go away so we can actually enjoy what we're doing, enjoy with our families, and do whatever we used to do in the past in the proper way, in the good way. And today what I want to talk about is perseverance. That's what I want to talk about today. Not going to have today a long show, but I want to make it concise and I want to talk about perseverance. So what is really perseverance? Perseverance is basically, and I heard, you could call it resolve also, is about not giving up. It's not only about, but not giving up is a very general aspect, a very general thing. It's like, I don't want to give up, so I have to keep going, etc. Perseverance is more specific. It's specific. It's an action. It's daily actions they have to make in order to get things done. And I want to give you a live example about perseverance, and I hope you guys can connect with it. And that's pretty cool. I want to tell you a story. Years and years and years ago, I was working for a very, very large company, and I was the head of marketing and sales. I was really focused on the sales part. Today, of course, it's more on the acquisition and all that part of the I would say more the business side of things. But in the past, I came from the marketing and sales, and that's what I did. I sold luxurious condos, and at the time, I had lists of people that I had to follow up with. Okay, so one of the people I had to follow up with, and it's not only one, I had to follow up with many, 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 but one of those guys, I remember calling him. I had him on the list every few days, every once in a while. Let me just move the camera a little bit so it won't shake that much. Perfect, perfect. This guy, I had him on the list, and he was interested. He was in the, I don't know what he was interested in. He was just in my list, and I knew I had to contact him and follow up. And anyone who's listening to this, listen to how important it is to follow up. So I'm calling him, I get his name, I call him up, and the reaction was, what? Who are you? What are you? Why did you call me? And I said who I am, and that I saw that he was interested in a certain thing that the company was selling, and I'm here to help, and I'm here to actually, you know, answer all his questions and all that stuff. And his reaction was, well, not now, not now, later. Yeah, I know, not now, later. And hung up, and that's it. And I put a note to call him back after 3 weeks or so. So I'm calling back after 3 weeks. Hi, 3 weeks ago, I called you up, and you didn't have time. I hope you have time today. I think it was 2 weeks, actually. And he tells me, that was, you have to understand, that was, I'll tell you how many years ago this was. This was about 10 years ago. So just to give you the perspective of how long ago. But I learned from that, dealing with that person, so much about perseverance. Anyways, I call him up 2 weeks after. And 2 weeks after, it's, hi, how are you? This, who are you? What are you? Again, same stuff. And, oh, okay, I hear you. You know what? I'm really busy right now. So I asked him, when can we talk? So he said, you know what? Call me in about a month. call me in about a month. And I'm fine. I'll call you in about a month. I put it down in the calendar. That's it. A month goes by. I call him again. Hi, who is this? Same thing. Hi, this is, oh, right, it's you. Okay, right. Listen, you know what? How about, can you call me tomorrow? I called him tomorrow, he didn't answer. Call him a day after, he didn't answer. I put in my calendar to call him in another week. I call him a week after, he answers the phone. And then I call, he tells me, hi, who is it? Oh, right, right. So I said, you didn't have time to the other day. I'm just calling to follow up. Wondering if you have time to for a couple of minutes to talk right now. And in that call, he started pretty much, he didn't feel comfortable of letting me go at the time. And he was starting to tell me, okay, what is it about? What is this all about? So I told him it's about those luxury condos that he was interested in, et cetera, et cetera. And he tells me, and why would anyone buy those? They're stuck in the middle of that. They're in the middle of this. And I would say that if I wouldn't have this inner peace in me to be able to deal with him, and that would piss me off in a way, or I wouldn't be ready for that type of a conversation, I think I would blow it off. And I would just say, okay, I guess, okay, if you're not interested, goodbye. But I said, okay, what were you interested in? I asked him. And why did you actually contact us in the first place? So he said, because I saw this and that, and I thought it's this, and I thought it's that. And through the question that I asked him, I remember a conversation started. And the whole conversation was, I'm asking him, he's trying to attack, because that's his nature. He's an attorney. Trying to attack. And I'm not moving. It didn't like make me shake. And I'm getting back at him, going back at him. And I'm saying, what do you think about this thing and about that thing and about this possibility and that type of apartment and this location and that and this and so on and so forth? And eventually he said, why would a person buy that and why this? Every single thing I said, he had something to say about. And the conversation went for about 10 minutes. And after the 10 minutes, He sort of said, listen, great talking to you, but I don't know. I don't think so. Okay, so I guess goodbye and thank you very much. So I put his name on an email list, meaning I said, okay, calling him right now, it's not a good strategy. I put his name on an email list and I sent him an email. It was great talking to you. And here's some information. I sent him very, few lines, a little bit of information. People are busy. And that's what I tell people today. People are trying to reach out to me. They're sending me long LinkedIn messages, long emails. I tell them no long emails, no long LinkedIn. Three lines. How are you? What are you? This and that. Would you be interested? Not interested? Thank you. Thank you. Not. And I answer back. Not the right time. Yes, the right time. Whatever it is. Thank you so much. If it's a long email, I will not read it. Nobody has time to read long messages. Okay, so try to avoid that. It's just not a good strategy. People are busy. You're busy. Everybody's busy. So let's stick to that. Anyways, send him a short message with some information, some pictures, some brochures for him to flip through. He emailed me back. Thank you. That's it. And I remember what a profound experience it was for me. I dealt with millions of people since, thousands, I don't know. But I remember that this was one of my first people that I handled properly, and I managed to get things done. And I emailed him about a week or so later. How are you? Did you take a look? No message, nothing. And then a week later, another email. Just wondering if this, by the way, we have also that. I was wondering if that could be interesting to you. Maybe you would want to look at this. Just wondering. And then after 2 weeks, another email. And that's how it went on. And after about 4 months, he gets emails every once in a while. I try to call. He's not answering every about a month. Anyways, after a couple of months, 4 months, three, 4 months, I don't remember how many, a long time, I get a call. Hi, how are you? And I'm, who is this? He says, remember me, my name is so-and-so. And you called me a few times to send me those emails. And I was like, yeah, of course. Yeah, how can I help? He said, I'm actually in the area and I'm interested in coming in and seeing one of those condos. And makes the story short, he came in and he was very serious. He was laser focused on seeing those things. And my perseverance, the fact that I kept on it, that I didn't let go, that I was on it, that I was on this thing with him, paid off. He came and he said, listen, this is very interesting. I'm coming back tomorrow. We're going to talk about pricing. It took a couple of days to negotiate, maybe 2 days, but we closed on it. We closed on an apartment. It's pretty much serious size of a condo. And what I wanted to say is I learned so much from it. You can't give up. You just can't do that. You can't give up. You can't say, I'm not gonna stick with it. It's too much. It's too heavy for me. It's too, how to say, it's too complicated. People are so problematic. It's not the way to do it. You have to really keep on it. And you have to stay focused and you have to stay courteous. You can't lose your cool. You cannot lose your cool. You got to do this. You got to do this properly. This is so, so important. And I want to tell you that it happened to me a few times. It happened to me a few times since. And I remember number of times that perseverance literally eventually gave me what I had to do. And they, and perseverance is, again, it's a larger word that has a lot of smaller things, a lot of smaller things, you know, within. For example, the word follow-up, okay? Follow-up is so underrated, so underrated. The word follow-up should appear more on LinkedIn. Everybody should talk about follow-up. If you agree with me, if you're on LinkedIn or you are on Facebook or whatever, you're listening to me, you should write down follow-up right now. Follow-up is the most important thing. And I want to tell you something about it. That people think that it's not important enough. It's not important enough. And it's unbelievable that we feel as people who want to either sell something or want to do business with someone or want to achieve a goal, or want to do something with someone, get a job, make a deal, whatever we do, right? Whatever we do, we have this emotional thing in us that says, maybe it will be too much. Maybe I'll be too pushy. Maybe I'll be too this and that. So some of it is true, but some of it is just fiction. Some of it is just stuff that we have in our head. We have to get it out of our head. And the way to do it is to actually, and this is the key, to let go of those feelings. And to follow up in a very diplomatic, nice way. Don't lose your cool. Don't be too pushy, but always be in front of people. And I want to give you another story and another example. Years and years and years ago, I had to have a meeting with a person, okay? Years ago. And I could not get in. I couldn't get a meeting. I needed to get the meeting with the person. It wasn't actually related to business, something else. But I had to get that meeting. That was so important to me to get that meeting. And I'll tell you something. When I got there, they said to me, you know, you're not in the list. You're not going to be able to come in. You're not going to be able to, he's not going to look, he's not going to see you today. Okay? He's not going to meet with you today. It's going to be too complex. And I'll never forget, I sat there for hours. I said, and the guy came out and said, listen, why are you here? I told you that he's not going to see you. So I very gently, I would call it, very diplomatic way, I said, in a diplomatic way, I said, I understand. I respect the fact that he can't see me. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to be available. And if something happens, always something happens, right? Someone doesn't come, a meeting get flopped. He has 5 minutes, he has 2 minutes, he has 3 minutes. I'm here. I'll wait. I respect his time. I'm not pushing. I didn't bother you. I didn't come and ask you. But I'm going to sit here quietly all day until you find the time for me. and I hope you will. And the guy was like, all right, meaning there's no point, but fine, meaning what, your time is not. So I said, yeah, but it's important to me to see him, and that's what I'm going to do. And I remember that this was a great lesson for me, because it was so important to me to meet that person that I was willing to sit there the whole day. And I remember sitting there outside, and every time this guy comes out, he sees me, and I look at him, eye contact. And I look at him walk, and he looks at me, and I don't say a word. Every time he walked, and I'm like, oops, I'm looking at him, I'm following him. He goes in. And then finally, after a few hours, he sees that I'm there. I stay there. I don't go anywhere. I'm not moving anywhere. And he looks at me. Eventually, he goes out. He says, listen, I might be able to get you in about 45 minutes, but you have to. I said, I'm here, I'm waiting. Finally came out, and he points at me and he calls me up, and I made it. I got to get in, and that was an amazing thing. I got to get in, and I got what I wanted. So that's perseverance. It doesn't have to come in a way that you have to actually come and push yourself down the throat to someone. No, it comes in a way that you don't leave their sight. They have to hear you. And this is exactly what we're doing online. We're making shows to be in front of everybody. So people will see us. So people will get introduced to us. So people will say, hey, I see this guy. I see this lady. I like them. I like her. I like him. I want to do business with that person. He's my kind of guy. I want to do business with that person. And that's why we're doing this. That's why you have to be either online and offline. You have to be there. You have to continue being in front of people. And I will never, there are certain people that, for example, right now I'm trying to reach out to, I'm trying to do something with them. And that what I'm doing is I'll never get off their sight. I'll always be courteous. I'll always be nice. I'll always be respectful. And I'll be in front of them. I understand they're busy, and I'll always be in front of them. And I also appreciate it the other way around. If people are trying to get to me for certain things, and who would you think I appreciate? I appreciate the person who's calling. And then say, listen, I understand you're busy. I'll call tomorrow. I'll call another day. Tell me when to call. And he's calling. And he's actually putting another message. I understand you're busy. Or I never heard back. There are ways to get people's attention. There are nice ways, good ways, courteous ways, not pushy, disgusting ways. But perseverance is not giving up. It's actually keeping doing what you're doing in order to get where you need to get to. The camera is moving again. Anyways, that's what I wanted to tell you about perseverance. And you can't give up on it. And I have so many stories about people that I helped. And it's not, it's sometimes people think that in order to close a deal, in order to make a sale, in order to make things happen, you have to just say to person, close it, close, 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 close. In certain businesses, it's more true than other businesses. You have to say it eventually. You have to be able to come and say to the person, sign here and here. Let's do this. Let's get it done. You have to do this. But many, many times, you're dealing with a person who will not appreciate the pushiness. Sometimes people need it. Sometimes you need to know that people need this thing to be told to them. Do it, sign it, do that. And some people just, they're not going to accept it well. And how will they accept it? By you just keeping being with them. Just go back. They're going to see you again and again and again and helping again and eventually. And you have to know when to stick this question. Are we ready to move forward? And the person says, I don't know. Okay, I'm here with you. Are we ready to move? Eventually, they will say yes, because they'll see who dedicated their time to them. And that is follow-up. Follow-up is showing you're important to me. And I am going to chase you because you're important to me. And I'm going to give all my all to you in order to do business with you, in order to give you service. And that's what people want to know. And that's what people want to feel. And when someone wants to reach out to me and I don't have time for him or her, and they reach out again and again and again in a nice way, and then finally they come, I'll feel uncomfortable not taking their service. And that's the key. The key is perseverance, follow up, and perseverance, and many other words that you want to find. Okay, someone wrote here, never give up. And that is true. Never give up. It's very, very important. You guys, I want to wish you a beautiful weekend. Usually on Thursday, I come in with more motivational messages. The idea is to get to the weekend after. I hope you guys love what you do. I love what I do. I hope you guys love what you do. But the week comes, the energy level drops. It's just the nature of business, okay? It's just the nature of business. Many of us come to the weekend saying, I didn't even get half, meaning of the stuff that I want to get done, because we want to get going. But you know what? We need the weekend. We need the time for ourselves. We need the time to recuperate. We need the time to build back, to build our energies back. It's so important to be with our families, to do what we need to do. So take the message of today, go with it to the weekend and build up energies for those who celebrate Shabbos, Good Shabbos, or Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. We have one more day coming, meaning we are in the one before last, one more day coming, the eighth day actually. Eight crazy nights as we know it. And for those who celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas soon, meaning happy holidays, whatever you are celebrating, you guys. You should enjoy your holidays with your families and with as whoever you can enjoy it with COVID around. COVID going around is not fun, but that's the way it is. That's our reality this year. And hopefully 2021 is going to be a much better year for everybody, okay? Whether it's family-wise, business-wise, and we should, how do you say, have prosperity and all the good things in the world. You guys have a beautiful weekend. Take care of yourselves, and I'll meet you back on Monday. Take care. Hey, guys, thanks for joining me in this CRE Shark Eye Show. I hope you enjoyed it. And go subscribe, download, do whatever you guys need to do, and I'll see you in the next episode. Take care of yourselves.